Folks, we may have dropped off a little bit with you. We're back at George Ranch High School. Longhorns lead 10-6 over the Elkins Knights. At the free throw line is Vashti Pollard.
No good off the back iron. Checking into the game is number 11, Cheyenne Trusclair, and subbing out for the Knights is number 33, Jada Smith.
All right, Pollard will get another shot at the far end. 3:25 left in the first quarter. Shot is up and no good.
Rebound falls to the Knights. They're taking it up the floor on the left. Pollard's out there. And Elkins Knights just made a big three-pointer. Paris Anderson. It's now 10-9 Longhorns.
I'll have to update my book here in a little bit. I missed the last George Ranch basket getting us back on the air. Can't really explain what happened there, but we have that occur from time to time. Electronics are great until they're not.
You never notice them until they're gone. You're always relying on them. And checking into the game for your Longhorns, Addison Bauer. Checking out for your Longhorns is Genesis Obama. Inbound to Coonfield, who passes it off to Pollard, who takes it up, top of the key. Still going top of the key. Passes to the right to Kolkak. Down low to Bauer, who's fouled. Into the fence and 42 seconds left in the first quarter.
Bauer one up, 6-1 post there at the free throw line. Looking for her first couple points of the night.
She made her first free throw. It's 11-9 Longhorns. Here's her second. And it's good. 12-9 Longhorns. With 2 minutes and 42 seconds left in the game. Left in the quarter. They pass it right to number 20, Paris Anderson, who gets it stolen by Pollard. Passes it down to Mason, who's fouled on the floor. Ball goes everywhere. Fouled by number 21, Annika Akiwu for the Knights.
That is foul number one for Akiwu, the sophomore player, and back. Or not back to the free throw line, back to the free throw line for the Lady Longhorns, Paige Mason, her first opportunity. That one bounds away. She hit a three-pointer from the left wing for her first few points of the night.
Checking into the game is number 33, Jada Smith for the Lady Knights. Mason's next free throw is no good off the right iron. But the ball scrambles around. She almost gets it back. Number 11 for the Knights takes it up, puts up a layup. And it's good. 12-11 for your Longhorns.
That's Trusclair as she got her first couple points of the night. Closing in on 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Longhorns by one, 12-11.
Pollard's inbounding it. He tries to get it to Clearfield, but it's swatted away by number 21, Akiwu. They're going to try it again from further back this time. Pollard's still inbounding it. Let's see what Coach Trotter has drawn up on the whiteboard today. Pass down to Kolkak down low, who passes it out to Bauer, who puts up a shot, and it's good. 14-11 Longhorns. With a minute 55 left to go in the game.
Allison Bauer found herself alone there on the left wing and got that one to spin around and drop through. Ball out of bounds, and the Longhorns will take possession.
Turnover there for the Knights. They tried to pass it and just got kicked away and just spurted out of bounds and hit the scorer's table. So Longhorns are inbounding it right in front of the scorer's table. It'll be Pollard again.
Pollard still looking to get this one in and does to Coonfield. And an errant pass goes out of bounds. Three turnovers for George Ranch, four for the Lady Knights.
Inbound for the Knights goes to number 11, Tresclair, who takes it up the court, guarded by Mason, who tries to drive in, but she's getting double-teamed by the combination of Pollard and Mason, gets it back at the top of the key, passes it down low to Forsch, who puts it up, but it's no good. Bauer with some great defense there, and the foul's called on the floor on number one, Vashti Pollard for the Longhorns.
Yeah, her first personal foul, third team foul for George Ranch.
Inbound by Tresclair, who kicks it out to Akiwu, who passes it back to Smith, who passes it back to Tresclair, who puts up a layup, no good. Rebound by Smith, who dribbles it out, puts up a three, no good. Rebound, no good. And a foul is called on the floor, or two shots for number 34 on the Longhorns. That is Allison Bauer. So number 21, Akiwa will be going to the line for two.
Lady Knights had four opportunities at the basket and couldn't get it to drop. Finally, underneath, there was a foul committed. Akiwu hits her first, and it's 14-13. Checking in for George Ranch, Sarah Pizzatola, a 5'5 sophomore guard. Second free throw up coming for Akiwu.
Which is good. It is now 14-13 Longhorns.
Inside a minute to play on the left side. Pollard looks for something down low. Can't find it, so she'll head around to the right side. Back out top to Coonfield. Around to the left corner. And Paige Mason. Ball is stolen away. Longhorns commit turnover number four.
And they call the travel there on number 14 for the Knights, Huang. So it will be Longhorns ball going the other way. Oh, no, not 14, Huang. That's number 24, Hope Wabura. Pollard's taking it up, kicks it out to Mason, who dribbles it left, gets stuck, passes it back to Pollard, who's waiting around, looking to see her options, passes it back to Mason on the left, back to Pollard. Back to Mason. Tries to get down low to Coonfield, but it's stripped away by number 11, Tresclair. Takes it down low, puts up a layup. But there's a foul called on number two.
Yeah, Paige Mason picked up that foul, her first of the night. And to the free throw line goes Cheyenne Tresclair. Got a couple points tonight. Her shot on the way, and no good. A little bit too hard. Kicks off that back iron. 16 seconds left in the first quarter. And Brandy Speckles tried to check in and kind of was waved off by the referee. So she's back in front of the scorer's table. Second free throw is good.
Score is 14-14 between the Longhorns and the Knights. With 16.21 seconds left in the first quarter here.
Speckles inbounds to Vashti Pollard. She heads out on the right side.
Left to Mason, back to Pollard. Who drives in, goes between a lot of people, and hits the deck eventually. Stolen away by Elkins, but that's the quarter. At the end of the first quarter, it's 14 points for your George Ranch Longhorns and 14 points for the Lady Elkins Knights. It's all square at the end of the first quarter.
You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation. that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Back at George Ranch High School, first quarter in the books. We are tied at 14. Let's run down some scoring for you here. 3 points for Cheyenne Tresclair, 7 for Paris Anderson, 4 for Annika Kiwu. On the other side, 3 apiece for Mason, Kulkak, and Bauer, and then a basket by Autumn Coonfield, and we are tied at 14. There's a turnover for the Lady Knights, their fifth of the game.
Traveling on number 35, Amani Forsch. Inbound to number one, Pollard, who takes it up the floor. Pauses a little bit, scans her options, kicks it out to Speckles. Passes it out wide to Kulkak. Passes it down low to Speckles, no good. Rebound by Bowers, she puts it up, no good. Rebound falls number 33, Jada Smith, who passes it to number 11, Tresclair, who puts up a shot from three. No good. Rebound by Pollard, who's taking it the other way. Who drives inside. Tries to put up a layup. It's blocked. Rebound by number 11, Tresclair, who's taking it down the other way. Open layup. And she misses it. Number 1, Pollard, takes it the other way.
Boy, the Longhorns dodged a bullet there. Tresclair was all by herself on the left side and couldn't get that one to drop down.
That was a hard jump ball call there on the referee as they both went flying, but jump ball possession stays with the Longhorns. Pollard inbounds it to Kulkak, who's scanning her options, kicks it out to Mason on the left side, who dribbles it right, gets poked away, so she regains her dribble, passes it right to Pollard, who dribbles it left, out to Kulkak for three, no good. Rebound goes to Tresclair, who's taking up the floor right now. Kicks it out wide to number 24 for the Knights. That shot's no good. Rebound falls to Smith. That's no good. And they call a foul on the floor on Pollard on an illegal box-out push.
Yeah, that's her second personal foul of the night. And the Lady Knights will inbound under their own basket down at our end of the competition gym here at George Ranch. The inbound comes in to Akiwu,
who puts up a layup, and the score is 16-14 in favor of the Lady Knights here.
Akiwu is 6 points on the night.
Pollard has it at the top of the key here, passes it back to Speckles, who takes it, stops, passes it back to Mason, who's dribbling it right, passes it to Pollard, passes it back to Speckles in the middle of the key, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound falls to number 11, Tresclair, who's taking it up the floor, guarded closely by Pollard. She passes it down low to number 21 for the Knights, Akira, who puts up a layup. And it's now 18-14, Lady Knights over the George Ranch Longhorns.
And the Longhorns want a timeout. Michelle Trotter wants to reset things. Two consecutive baskets by Annika Kiwu. And the Longhorns find themselves down by four, 18-14. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the UIL, are the 825,000 high school sports and performing arts students in Texas. And so, we stand. We stand for the runners, debate team members, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, officials, and adjudicators. We stand for the drummers, football players, and actors. We stand for the golfers, singers, and swimmers. We stand as the national leader and advocate for these essential activities and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
In the right place, Longhorn fans. This is George Ranch High School Basketball live on GRHS iRadio.
All right, he's Jack Green. I'm Tom Tarando. We welcome you back to George Ranch High School. 5:41 left before halftime. Longhorns down by four, 18-14.
Longhorns just committed a foul in Elkins territory there. I don't know who they called it on, but it's the Elkins Knights will be rebounding it. Going the other way here. Tresclair is taking it up the floor. Going to be guarded by Mason at the half court line. And then the ball's kicked out to number 24, Wabarash, who kicks it back out to Tresclair. Passes it back to number 21, Akiwu. Back to Tresclair on the right side. Akiwu down low. No good on the layup attempt. And then a rebound is attempted and then put up, and that shot is blocked, and it is George Ranch Longhorns basketball going the other way.
That ball was put up strong and hit the bottom of the backboard and came all the way over here by the Longhorn bench and went out of bounds. That's seven turnovers for the Lady Knights. The Longhorns with eight.
Pass down low. He spins out, gives it back to Mason. He gets it back. Takes it left and is surveying her options. Out to Pollard at the top. Back left to Mason. They've got Obonla down low, who's open. Ooh. But Coonfield drives in, gets it stripped. And it's a 3-on-2 opportunity for the Knights. Who passes it back to Ray, who puts up a layup, and it's good. 20-14, Lady Knights.
Yeah, first couple points of the night for Maddie Ray. Longhorns were up by as many as, 4 or 5 early, and now find themselves down by 6.
Shows you how quickly things can turn around here. These runs can happen quick, they can happen fast, and before you know it, the entire game has been flipped on its head.
And you can assign some of those deficit points to turnovers. The Longhorns had 6 in the first quarter. They have 3 more here in the second quarter.
Kolkak just put up a big 3, cuts the lead to 3 here from the left corner. It's 20-17 now, Lady Knights on top.
Second three-pointer of the night for Haley Kolkak.
Number 33 for the Knights, Jada Smith, just put up a big shot from the left side, left mid-range. It's 22-17, Lady Knights on top. Kolkak takes it in the corner, drives inside, passes it down low to Obonla. He puts up a layup. It's 22-19 for the Lady Knights right now.
That's Genesis Obonla, the freshman 6'1 point player, or post player, rather. That ball stripped away, and another Lady Knights turnover. Lady Knights with 8, the Longhorns with 9. Coonfield inbounds to Vashti Pollard. 3:20 left before halftime.
She passes it to Coonfield, who passes it out to Kolkak in the corner. He passes it back to Pollard at the top. Back to Coonfield at the top. Pollard has it, surveying her options now. Into the corner to Kolkak, down low to Bauer. He tries to get it to Coonfield, but that's no good. And the Elkins Knights just made a layup going the other way by Paris Anderson. It's 24-19, Elkins Knights.
5-point lead for the Knights. That one almost knocked away. Longhorns get it back. Kolkak in the corner tries to force it in the middle, and the ball is stolen away ahead again to Paris Anderson, and again she lays it in. 26-19, Lady Knights by seven.
Pollard has it at the top for the Longhorns, dribbling around, passes it left to Kuhnfield, who passes it back to Pollard, who travels, and it's going the other way. That's another turnover for the Longhorns.
And again, teams' fortunes go up and down, and a lot of those times it's assigned to turnovers or ragged play. In this case, the Longhorns can look to turning the ball over and giving the opportunities to the Lady Knights.
A lot of the times in basketball and football, it's about who commits less turnovers, and whoever wins a turnover battle is most likely to win the game. So it's not good. It's not a good thing to be on the lesser end of the turnover battle. But if you're on the upper end of the turnover battle, it can be a really good thing, and it really raises the chances of you winning the ball game.
Anytime you can keep those mistakes to a minimum, you enhance your chance to keep control of the, in this sport, keep control of the basketball and do some things with it. If you lose it down at your end, you are certainly shooting yourself in the foot and not giving yourself a fair chance.
Absolutely. The great teams that great teams with the basketball, the great teams here know how to capitalize on their mistakes, and the Elkinsites are doing that just fine.
That shot put up by Paris Anderson, and rebound by Kuhnfield, and then thrown away and down low to Akiwu, who put it up and in. It's 28-19, biggest lead of the night by either club. It's 9 points, 28-19. Kuhnfield on the left side, left-handed layup, rolls around and kicks out, and there's a foul called underneath, and that is called against Jada Smith, her first at the free throw line. Check that, not a shooting foul.
That was apparently a foul on the Longhorns. I don't see that one.
If so, it was on Allison Bauer then. Her second of the night. Will take one away from Jada Smith and give it back to Allison Bauer. Now at the top of the key, Cheyenne Trusclair down low in the basket. Annika Akiwu, 8 points in the quarter, 12 for the game, 30-19. This one getting away from George Ranch. Shot put up on the right side by Kulkak. No good. Rebound, Knights. And a drive. Ball knocked away by Pollard and out of bounds. Lady Knights will inbound. And Paris Anderson, the senior, will do that. Ball inbound to Maddie Ray. She can't get that one to drop to Pollard. And puts it up on the right side. A little bit too hard. Kicks off the iron into the hands of Kuhnfield. And out of bounds. There's some confusion as to who's going to get the ball. They'll give it back to George Ranch. Pollard will inbound with 56 seconds left in the second quarter.
Tries to get it outright to to Kulkak. Ball gets knocked away. And that's another easy layup for the Elkins now. It's 32-19.
Hope Wabara with her first couple points of the night. 32-19. Big 13-point lead for the Lady Knights as we tick down to halftime.
Kulkak hits a big three to cut the lead down to 10. 32-22, Knights on top. That's Kulkak's third three-pointer of the game.
Shot put up by Wabara. It's short. She gets her own rebound back and then dishes down low to Akiwu. She puts it in. 34-22, 12-point lead for the Lady Knights.
This happened quick. It's starting to get out of hand here for the Longhorns. They're going to have to figure out a way to turn it around. Too many open layups here for the Knights.
Akiwu with plenty of those. She's got 10 points in the quarter and 14 for the game. Cresclair on the left side. Scoop layup is no good. And that's the buzzer ending quarter number two. The teams came in here tied at 14. Longhorns got outscored 20-8 and now are down by 12. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Live George Ranch High School athletics are brought to you all season long on GRHS iRadio by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our maroon and black sponsors are Greg Harris Insurance and Mission Digital. Our ABC Diamond Level sponsors are Wilson Fire Equipment, First Colony Aquatics and Rehab, Novo Athletics, Shane Light, Michelle Posey at Elon Realty, Saltgrass Steakhouse, Audra O'Neill and the O'Neill Real Estate Team, and Iris Lewis with NRL Mortgage. GRHS iRadio would also like to thank our platinum sponsor, The Witnesses Law Firm. A salute to our maroon sponsors, Horton Construction, Next Level Urgent Care, Pearl Dynasty, and our white level sponsor, Garrett Boyd, orthodontist. GRHS iRadio extends a hearty Longhorn salute to all of our George Ranch High School ABC sponsors. Would you like to be part of the ABC team? Go to GRHSABC.com to become a sponsor.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the UIL, are the 825,000 high school sports and performing arts students in Texas. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, debate team members, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, officials, and adjudicators. We stand for the drummers, football players, and actors. We stand for the golfers, singers, and swimmers. We stand as the national leader and advocate for these essential activities and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
Howdy, George Ranch basketball fans. You're in the right place. This is live Lady Longhorns basketball from the ranch on GRHS iRadio.
All right, the question put to me by Jack off air was, how did that happen so fast? The only answer I could come up with was 8 Longhorn turnovers in the second quarter. And then on the other side, Annika Akiwu dropping in 10 points over 14 in the second quarter.
Akiwu took it over that quarter. It's pretty easy to do, though, when you have so many open layups under the basket. But I trust in Coach Trotter, and I think that the Longhorns will be able to turn this around and hopefully get the victory at the end of this game.
It's a 12-point lead, 34-22. As we sit here at halftime, Longhorns are led in scoring by Haley Kulkak, who has hit 3 three-pointers. She's got 9. A three-pointer by Paige Mason. A basket and a free throw by Allison Bauer. Then a couple points by Genesis Obanla and Autumn Coonfield. And that's where we are on scoring for George Ranch. On the other side, Akiwu with 14, 11 Paris Anderson. 3 points each for Trusclair and Smith. And then a basket each for Maddie Ray and Hope Wabara. And that's the 34 scored by the Lady Knights through halftime. As we pointed out, Longhorns with 14 turnovers, 8 for the Lady Knight. That's where we are at halftime. Jack and I will step out, let you listen to some sounds of the game, and we'll meet you on the other side of that and get you ready for the third quarter. As we stand here at halftime, Longhorns down 34-22.
You're listening to Live Longhorns Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
All right, we are back at George Ranch High School. About 25 seconds left. No real shoot-around by either club during halftime, as both stayed in the locker room till about less than a minute left.
And that's kind of strange to me, because last week when I was doing this, the boys team went out and shot around a little bit, but neither team here has decided to shoot around. So I don't know if they're going to be cold to start off the second half, or if they just thought they were so warm they don't really need it. So we're back. Buzzer for the end of halftime just happened, so we're getting ready for the inbound here.
Maybe both coaches had more to say than would have been benefited by letting the team shoot around. So in any event, Longhorns this half are moving left to right across your laptop, your desktop, your tablet, however you're listening to us tonight on GRHS iRadio. He's Jack Green. I'm Tom Tarando, and we welcome you into live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball.
The referees just arrived, so the referees just arrived back from their halftime break, and we're getting started. We're getting ready to kick this thing off here. Our inbound it off. Wrong sport. And it's inbounded at number 20, Paris Anderson, who's taking it up. He passes it to Ray. He passes it to Truss Claire. To Akiwu. Back to Anderson. Back to Sinclair. Or Truss Claire. And then down low. Truss Claire gets the rebound. Puts up a three. It's good.
Wow, a lot of ball movement there. Truss Claire, it looked like maybe that they had lost the basketball. She was able to save it and then go into the deep corner and hit the three.
It's 37-22, Knights on top. And now Pollard has the ball at the top. He's looking around for options. Goes behind the back. Passes it to Mason, who kicks it out to Kolkak. Down low to Coonfield, who puts up a layup. That's good. It's 37-24 this time.
Autumn Coonfield had to stretch herself on that one to get over some of the taller Lady Knights players. She was able to drop it in.
Ball's out to Akiwu, who gets it to Ray, who tries to get it to Truss Claire, but that's no good. And Longhorns getting the ball going the other way. And right now, Pollard's taking it up. Passes it to Coonfield, who kicks it out to Kolkak in the corner. Waits. Gets it to Pollard. He passes it back to Kolkak on the right. He gets it to Mason, who's waiting, searching. Passes it to Kolkak in the corner. Coonfield down the middle of the lane, who puts up a layup and is fouled.
She's fouled by Amani Forsh. Her first, she puts both hands on her hips and looks at the official. Now she's chatting up the official about that call. Coonfield to the free throw line. Autumn with 4 points tonight and looking to drop in two free throws here.
That's kind of a hard call to argue because Autumn went flying. So I don't really know what the appeal was there. It did not work, and Coonfield just put up her first free throw and missed it in and out. And here's her second. She waits. She dribbles it a couple of times. She puts it up, and it's good. 37-26, Longhorns. Elkins Knights on top.
3 points this quarter early for Autumn Coonfield. 5 for the game.
And to, the Longhorns just put in a press. It got broke decently easy. They get it to Ray. Down low, puts up a layup, and it's good. That's 2 points for Forsh.
Imani Forsh with her first couple points of the night. 39-25, lead 14.
Mason dribbles it into the corner, dribbles it out of the corner, kicks it to Coonfield at the top. He gets it to Pearson. He gives it back to Mason. He tries to get it to Pollard, but that's no good, and it's out of bounds in Elkins basketball.
I think they'll give it back to George Ranch right in front of us here.
They did.
It went through about three hands, and I think Amani Force touched it last.
Yeah. Inbound here for the Longhorns, who inbound it to Bauer, who puts it up. No good. Rebound going the other way to Anderson.
I think Allison Bauer was a little bit, that's a foul called on Vashti Pollard, her third. I think Allison Bauer was a little bit surprised that that pass made it all the way through to her. She was kind of handcuffed and put up a layup that just wouldn't drop.
Nope. It was a great pass there by Pollard, but it must have caught Bauer by surprise, but ball's going the other way. Ray tries to put up a layup. Ray gets her own rebound, puts it up again, and that's blocked by Coonfield. Ball's going. Ball stays Elkins' possession on the other end of the floor here from us.
Annika Kiwu tried to put it up twice, and the ball finally was tipped out of bounds by Coonfield. She'll now check out Brandy Speckles, the 5'6 sophomore forward, checks in for George Ranch.
Ball's passed out to, inbounded out to Trusclair, who puts up a three. Actually, no, Anderson put up the three, and that's good. 42-25 for the Lady Knights.
Paris Anderson with 14 points.
Pollard's taking it up.
I'm sorry, 5:06 left in the third quarter.
And that's a good layup for the Longhorns. It's 42-27 now for the Knights.
Ashley Pollard, with her first couple points of the night.
Anderson's taking it up the floor, guarded by Mason. She takes it right, drives inside, puts up a layup, and that's no good, but they called a foul. So she's going to the line. She's going to get something out of this possession.
That was called on Paige Mason, her second of the night. And to the free throw line goes Paris Anderson. She's 2 for 2 tonight from the free throw line. He had a couple in the first quarter.
She lines it up, and that's no good off the right iron. First free throw attempt is no good. She's preparing herself, and she steadies. She shoots, and it's no good. Rebound goes to Pollard, who takes it up the floor on the left side. Passes it to Speckles, who passes it to Mason, who puts up a shot. No good. Rebound to Bauer, who puts up her own. Who puts up a putback, and that's no good. Rebound to Ray, who passes it to Truscott. Ball goes out of bounds.
Good attempt there by Pollard, trying to save the ball from going out of bounds, but couldn't do it. The inbound will be taken by Cheyenne Trusclair. At the far end of the court, and now a timeout called by the Lady Knights. You're listening to Live Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
What's the biggest myth about interscholastic performing arts? That you have to be the most talented or experienced to participate. The truth is, anyone can be a part of their school's performing arts. There are countless opportunities for students to participate. From theater, choir, and band to speech and debate. The bottom line, if you want to perform, there's a place for you.
This message presented by the NFHS and the UIL.
About 3.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Longhorns down by 15. They came in down by 12 into this third quarter. And hit them baskets. Pollard got one. Coonfield got one and a free throw. But then a couple threes by the Lady Knights and a basket by Amani Force. And that pushed the lead up to 15.
I've been really impressed by the fight of the Longhorns so far. Even if the scoreboard doesn't really reflect it that much, they've been playing hard. They've put in a lot of effort. They've hustled and they're giving it their best. I wouldn't be surprised if they managed to turn this game around tonight.
Haley Kulkak has been hot on three-pointers. She's got 9 points, all three-pointers.
Number 20 for the Knights. Anderson takes it right. Passes it down low to Ray, who puts up a layup and is fouled. But she makes the layup. It counts, and she's going to the line for a three-point play. It's 44-27 now in favor of the Knights.
Looked like foul whistled against. Well, we'll see in a second. Maddie Ray picks up her fourth point of the night, and as Jack pointed out, chance for a three-point play with this free throw. Shot is on the way and no good off the back iron. Longhorns rebound and then a tie-up. Let's see where the award goes. It'll go to George Ranch. That foul was whistled on 22. Betsy Gray in for George Ranch. She's a 5'6 sophomore forward.
Kolkak has the ball. She drives. She takes it to the elbow. Kicks it out to Pollard. He dribbles around at the top of the key. Passes it left to Mason. He puts up a jumper. No good. And it's a scramble on the ground for the ball. It's a tie-up is called. And it's Elkins basketball.
Yeah, that one will go back to the Knights. That's turnover number 15 for George Ranch on the night. 9 for the Lady Knights as they inbound.
Ball's passed right to Anderson, who gets it back to Ray. Back to Anderson now. She drives in. She puts up a post hook, and that's no good, but it's going the other way on an out-of-bounds. It'll be Coonfield inbounding the ball under her own basket.
See if we can pick up a score that the men are, how they're doing over at Elkins High School.
Right now, though, the ball's up. Mason has the ball at the top of the key, takes it right, gets it to Coonfield on the right, who dribbles it back to the middle, back to the right. Down low to Betsy Garrido, who puts up a layup, and it's good. 44-29 right now in favor of the Knights. Who Anderson has the ball at the top, passes it left to Trescott. He passes it down low to Ray, who puts up a layup, and that's no good. And they call another foul on Coonfield. I think that's her fourth.
Annika Kiwu will head to the free throw line. And you're right, it is on Autumn Coonfield. And that is her fourth in my book. Akiwu at the line with 14 points. 10 in the second quarter. And she makes that free throw. So give her 15 on the night.
It's 45-29 Knights now. 16-point game. Akiwu is lining up her second. She puts it up, and it's good. It's 47-29 now. It's an 18-point game. Mason inbound. It gets it to Pollard, who takes it up the floor. Kicks it left to Mason, who kicks it left to Kolkak. He passes it back to Mason at the top. Takes it right.
Haley Kolkak draws a double team even outside of the arc since she's been so effective. Now she puts up another and hits it. Fourth three-pointer of the night.
She's 4 for 4. She's hit 4 three-pointers in a row, which is a real bright spot here. Pollard steals the ball, takes it down to Kolkak, who puts up a layup now. It's 46-34 Knights.
Good run here by George Ranch. Lead cut down to 12.
They're going to need to sustain this if they want any chance of getting back into this ball game. But that's a traveling on number 24, Hope Wahlberg. So we're going to have to see if the Longhorns can hold on to this momentum streak they got going on.
Looks like the Lady Knights have called a timeout. Score here, 46-34, Lady Knights by 12. We'll be right back.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Texas needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
You're listening to Live Longhorns Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Thanks, Bob. Lady Longhorns down by 12, 46-34. About 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Longhorns with the basketball.
Kick it left to Kolkak. Passes it down low to Coonfield, who gets it to Garrido, who puts up a layup that's no good. Rebound goes to number 35, Forge. She passes it to Anderson. She takes it up the floor. Passes it left to Trescott. Gets it down low to Ray. Guarded by Coonfield, who puts up a layup. 48-34 Knights. Leads back up to 14.
Maddie Ray with 4 points in this quarter and six for the game.
Down low to Garrido, who passes it left to Kolkak, who makes another basket. It's 48-36 this time for the Knights.
Haley Kolkak having a wonderful night. She's got 16 points.
She's starting to draw double teams, but double teams don't really matter when you can make shots like that. Yeah, number 20 for the Knights. Anderson just put up a shot. No good. Goes out of bounds. And Pollard just inbounded it, got the ball back, and is taking up the floor. Passes it left to Mason. He passes it right to Coonfield. He gets it down low to Betsy Garrido. Back to the corner to Mason. He dribbles out of a double team. Gets it down low to Coonfield. There's a scramble for the ball, and it's tied up. And I think it's staying with the Longhorns.
It is. The Longhorns get the award. Betsy Gray had hold of the ball and actually got picked up off the ground as she kept her hands frozen on the ball. But Longhorns get it back on the tie-up and looking to check in Allison Bauer.
And she's been told to turn around and wait. And now they're still arguing about it. They're negotiating the possession arrow. And Gray has been subbed out in favor of Bauer, who down low on this opportunity might be able to get a shot up.
Hope Wabara checks out. And for the Knights, this one is stripped away from George Ranch and taken down court by the Lady Knights.
And first attempt by the Knights is no good, but Ray is able to get a putback opportunity, and it's now 50-36 in favor of the Knights. Falls right to Kolkak, who puts up a three, no good. The streak's over, but and now the Knights have the ball going the other way. They got the rebound.
Allison Bauer had a chance to put in a layup on the left side, could not get that one to drop. Now ahead with 3 seconds left. Kind of a scoop layup by Truscair, and that's good. End of the third quarter. Lady Knights 52 and George Ranch 36. You're listening to Live Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
With Rudy's Takeaway, you can call ahead and we'll have everything ready. That way, you can get in and out as fast as possible. Because we know that sometimes cravings for our smoke-flavored barbecue just can't wait. Rudy's Barbecue, the original.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Howdy, George Ranch basketball fans. You're in the right place. This is Live Longhorns Boys Basketball from the Ranch on GRHS iRadio.
We're back at George Ranch. Longhorns down by 16. outscored 18-14 in that third quarter. Longhorns, though, got some great scoring and great play from Haley Kulkak. Hit seven more points to go with the nine she brought into the third quarter and now has 16 on the other side of the ledger. Top scorer with 16 is Annika Kiewer.
Truscott's inbound it here to Anderson, who takes it up the court, draws a double team, who passes it down to Ray, puts up a layup, and it's 54-36 now in favor of the Knights.
Maddie Ray with 10 points. She had six in the third quarter.
I would say most, if not all of them, have come straight from the low block position. She's just putting up layups, and they fall every time. Anderson tries to put up a layup. Rebound goes to Akiwu, who puts up her own putback, and now it's 56-36 in favor of the Knights.
Kind of an awkward left-handed shot, but got it to drop. And biggest lead of the night, 20 points.
And they just tried to pass it to Coonfield from Mason, but ball went through her hands, and now that's another turnover for the Longhorns. It's going to be Elkins' ball going the other way.
Consecutive turnovers by George Ranch to start this fourth quarter. Let's see if they can at least stop the scoring down at the other end. And they do. That shot rebounded by Autumn Coonfield. A tie-up underneath between Coonfield and Imani Forsh, but the ball is awarded to George Ranch.
Mason's going to inbound it under her own basket, passes it to Pollard, who's taking it up the floor. Gets guarded by Akiwu, and Pollard passes it left to Mason, who passes it left to Coonfield. Pollard has it now. Tries to pass it to Coonfield, gets it ripped by Anderson, who's taking it the other way. Has it down low to Akiwu, who puts up a layup. And now it's 58-36, Lady Knights.
Akiwu with 20 points tonight. She had 10 in the second quarter.
Mason passes it right to Kulkak in the corner, who puts up a three, which is no good. Coonfield gets the rebound, drives in and gets fouled on her layup attempt. So she's headed to the line for two shots.
And Imani Forsh is the guilty party there, her second personal foul. And again, she's pleading her case about not having fouled Coonfield, although that seemed pretty obvious going through.
Yeah, both fouls she's had. She's tried to argue, but referees aren't really hearing none of it. So Coonfield just put up her first free throw and made it. So now it's 58-37, Longhorns.
6 points for Autumn.
This is her second. She puts it up, and that's good, too. She made both free throws. It's now 58-38, Longhorns. Or Elkins Knights on top. Truscott just inbound it to Anderson, who's taking it up the right, guarded by Pizzatola. Tries to get it back to Truscott, but Pollard's in the way, puts up a left-handed layup, and now it's 58-40. Elkins Knights on top. Forge has it at midcourt, passes it to Akiwu, who passes it right to Anderson, takes it down low, passes it to Ray, tries to put up one of those layups again, but that's no good. Scramble for the rebound. There's a tie-up, and it's going to stay Elkins' ball at the George Ranch basket.
Yeah, one of the few times lately that Maddie Ray has missed one down low. She's got 10 points tonight. She scored six in the third quarter alone. Checking out is Sarah Pizzatola, and the Longhorns put Betsy Gray back in.
Ball's out to Anderson, who takes it down low. Or that's Truscott, but I think she got called for an offensive foul, so that's a turnover for the Knights, and Coonfield's here to inbound it for the Lady Longhorns.
The junior, Cheyenne Trusclair, with her second personal foul of the night. Longhorns down by 18, 58-40. And a travel whistled against George Ranch.
Inbound it is Trusclair here. Waiting on some people to tie their shoes, but it seems that everybody's back, and we're back underway. Anderson's walking up the court, bringing it up. Passes it to Trusclair. Passes it down low to Maddie Ray, who puts up a layup. And it's 60-40 now in favor of the Elkins Knights.
Maddie Ray with 12 points.
Yet another layup. Mason tried to pass it down low to Gray. Got kind of blocked in the middle. But she got it back. Kicks it out to Kolkak. Puts up another three. And now it's 60-43, Elkins Knights.
One, two, three, four, five three-pointers by Haley Kolkak, the 5'8 sophomore.
And I think she's only missed one or two of them, so she's shooting pretty highly from the three-point line today, which is pretty impressive.
Foul down low, whistled against Betsy Gray, her second of the night, and onto the free throw line, Annika Kiwu. She is 4-for-4 in free throw attempts. Got two in the first quarter, two in the third.
She's dribbling it. Sets up, puts it up. No good off the left iron. And summing into the game is number 23, Speckles, and replacing Betsy Gray here. Coonfield thought she was coming out, but got turned around, and it turns out that Gray was the one coming out.
Ball back to Annika Kiwu. Her second free throw on the way, and good.
Score is 61-43 in favor of the Knights.
Longhorns really lost control of this game in the second quarter with eight turnovers just in that quarter, and it seemed like the Lady Knights scored on every one of those. Coonfield down the lane, puts up the jumper, and that's good for Autumn.
61-45, Knights on top. Tresclair passes it right to Anderson. Passes it down low to Smith. He puts up a basket, and it's good. 63-45, Elkins Knights on top.
5 points for Jada Smith.
And I don't know if our listeners at home can hear it, but that was the Elkins junior varsity team going crazy for that. And Olympia just put up a layup and made it, so it's 63-47 in favor of the Elkins Knights.
You're listening to Live Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Live George Ranch High School Athletics are brought to you all season long on GRHS iRadio by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our maroon and black sponsors are Greg Harris Insurance and Mission Digital. Our ABC Diamond Level sponsors are Wilson Fire Equipment, First Colony Aquatics and Rehab, Novo Athletics, Shane Light, Michelle Posey at Elan Realty, Sawgrass Steakhouse, Audra O'Neill and the O'Neill Real Estate Team, and Iris Lewis with NRL Mortgage. GRHS iRadio would also like to thank our platinum sponsor, the Witnesses Law Firm. A salute to our maroon sponsors, Horton Construction, Next Level Urgent Care, and Pearl Dynasty. And our white level sponsor, Garrett Boyd Orthodontist. GRHS iRadio extends a hearty Longhorn salute to all of our George Ranch High School ABC sponsors. Would you like to be part of the ABC team? Go to GRHSABC.com to become a sponsor.
All right, thanks, Michelle. Back at George Ranch, Longhorns down by 16, 63-47. Lose control of the ball, and down the other way go the Lady Knights.
Anderson has the ball on the right, passes it up to number 33, Smith. Passes it left to Anderson, who drives in, puts up kind of a circus layup, no good. Rebound to Kolkak, who passes it to Pollard, who's taking it the other way now. Takes it left, falls, tries to pass it, gets intercepted by Anderson, who's taking it now for a layup. And that's good for 65-47. Elkins Knights are on top.
A lot of moves down there before she finally put the ball up, and it's kind of an awkward shot, but dropped through. Paris Anderson with 16 points, now stolen away by the Lady Knights.
Tresclair passes it down low to Anderson, who puts up another layup, and that's good. 67-47, Knights on top. Pollard's taking it up, passes it left to Mason, who passes it left to Kolkak, who puts up a three, and that's good. She's on fire. 67-50 in favor of the Elkins Knights. This the ball game kind of got out of hand, but I'll tell you what, Kolkak is having herself a night.
6 3-pointers, and she's got 22.
Ball's down low to Gray, who not Gray, Ray, who puts up another layup. It's 69-50 for the Elkins Knights. Mason passes it right to Kolkak, puts it down low to Coonfield, who gets fouled, and she's headed to the free throw line.
I don't have a number 10 on my roster for Elkins. She committed the foul, Autumn Coonfield, at the line with 11 points. Trying to add to that total, and she does with the first one.
69-51 in favor of the Elkins Knights. 2 minutes and 39 seconds left to go in the ballgame.
Ireland Huang and Amani Forsch check back in.
Coonfield makes the second, so it's 69-52 in favor of the Elkins Knights.
Coonfield 5 for 6 from the free throw line tonight. Also checking in, Sarah Pizzatola, the 5'5 sophomore guard for George Ranch.
Wang's hit it, inbound it. Who passes it left to Forge. Passes it back to Anderson, who's taking it up the court, guarded by Coonfield. Takes it left. Passes it down low to Forge, who tries to put up a layup, but it's a travel call, and it's going back the other way.
The Longhorns Jack Pizzatola, Mason, Kolkak, Gray, and Autumn Coonfield on the court.
Mason passes it right to Kolkak, who passes it down low to Gray, who gets it stolen by Anderson. They call a carry, and ball's going back the other way with 2 minutes and 13 seconds left to go in the ballgame.
17 turnovers for the Lady Knights, 23 for George Rance. 17-point lead by Elkins, 69-52. Pollard with the basketball.
Passes it left to Mason, who passes it left to Cole. Coonfield, who passes it to Gray, who passes it back to Coonfield. And 69-54, Elkins Knights on top.
All right, let's keep things here and want to kind of update you on scoring. Autumn Coonfield also having a big night for herself. She's got 15 points on the night. 6, 7, 8, 10 here in the fourth quarter alone. But a nice night with 15 and then 22 points by Haley Kolkak, and 6 of those are three-pointers.
I think she's 6 for 8 from three, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
75%, that's really, really good, and that's that's a great thing to build on for next season.
Yeah, definitely we'll take that. And we talked about how the Longhorns are a young club. Looking ahead to next year, they'll have a couple seniors and a whole bunch, about 7 juniors on the club, and then a couple sophomores. With varsity experience. So all told, the Longhorns should have a much better go of it next season with a lot of leadership on the club.
Absolutely, and it's hard to not have any seniors because it's hard, you don't have very much leadership. But I'm sure next season, with Coonfield being a senior and Pollard being a senior, the team will take another step forward and become even better. So Anderson has the ball, passes it left to Gray, who puts up a 3 and hits it. 72-54 Knights. The bench and the JV team love it. Right now, though, Kolkak puts up another 3. That's no good. And the Knights are taking it back the other way.
Here comes Paris Anderson. Down low to Ray, back to Forsch, who puts one up from the free throw line. That's no good. Into the hands of Vashti Pollard. Pollard works the left side, puts it up, no good. It's a short layup. The rebound to Huang, and now the ball is stolen away by George Ranch, and a foul by Ireland Huang. Vashti Pollard goes to the free throw line. She's got 4 points tonight. Actually, that is not a shooting foul. Brandy Speckles in the lineup for George Ranch. And the Longhorns will inbound under the basket.
I think they sub Coonfield out here. Pollard out to Mason. Down low to Gray. He gets fouled at the elbow. And I think they're in the bonus now, so Betsy Gray is here to shoot some free throws.
Now foul whistled against Imani Forsh, her third. And now Betsy Gray steps up to the free throw line. Got a couple points tonight.
I don't know if she's complaining about that one. So she's complained the last two, but she didn't complain about that one. And the first free throw for Gray was no good. Off the right iron. So it's still 72-54.
All right, Betsy lines this one up, puts it up, and no good. Kicks around. Rebound by Forsh.
Who passes it to Anderson, who takes it up. Takes it up the court. Goes behind the back. Takes it left. Passes it left to Huang. Who tries to pass it down low to Ray, but that's no good. And it's Longhorns ball going the other way.
The Longhorns will move 1-15 in district, 3-27 for the year. On the other side, 5-11 for the Elkins Lady Knights, 13-20 overall.
And one layup there for Pollard. It's now 72-56, and if she hits us, it'll be 72-57.
Maddie Ray, the guilty party there. We'll see if Pollard can capitalize on the three-point play.
Pollard's first shot. And it's good. 72-57. Pizzatola's checking in for Pollard. So I think we got an all-sophomore five on the floor here for the Longhorns. Forsh has it in her own area. Passes it right to Anderson, who gets picked up by Mason. Passes it to Huang, who lets the ball go out of bounds. George Ranch ball.
Kind of a whipsaw pass coming from Paris Anderson, and Huang wasn't able to corral it, and it went out of bounds.
25 seconds left. Kokak puts up another three. That's no good. Rebound. Rebound went to Speckles, who passed it to Pizzatola, who got fouled, and now she's going to the line for two shots. It's 72-57 with 19.49 seconds left to go in the ballgame.
And that foul whistled against number 10, and we apologize, don't have her on our roster. Pizzatola's first free throw is up and good.
72-58. And Pizzatola is here shooting her second free throw. And that's no good. But they got a lane violation on the night, so she's shooting it again. Sarah Pizzatola's second shot. And that's good. 72-59 now. Ray inbounds it to Huang. Who rebounds it to Anderson, who passes it back to Huang. Taking it right, stops, tries to pass it back, swatted by Mason. And I think it's Elkins basketball staying this way.
We'll do the seconds left. Longhorns down by 13. Long pass, and still corralled by the Lady Knight.
Pass out to Huang on the right. And that's the ball game. It finishes 72-59 for the victorious Elkins Knights tonight. Great game tonight by and Coonfield, Kolkak especially, hitting six free throws out of, I think, her nine attempted. So she shot 66% from the three-point line, which is always a really, really good statistic to have.
We'll take a final break or two right here. And when we come by, back, Jack and I will wrap this one up. Final score again, Lady Knights 72 and the Lady Longhorns 59.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Be in the know by subscribing to the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Covering news, sports, and the community like no other paper around, the Fort Bend Herald is your primary source for information about Fort Bend County. To subscribe to the paper, go to fbherald.com. Click on subscribe, and the paper will be delivered right to your door for as little as $9 a month. And if you subscribe to the paper, you'll have instant access to the online edition at no additional cost. You can also subscribe by phone by calling 281-342-4474. For complete coverage of Fort Bend County, it's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. That's the Fort Bend Herald. All right, back at George Ranch High School. Let's wrap this one up. Lady Knights from Elkins High School, 72. George Ranch, 59. Top scorer for the Longhorns, Haley Kolkak. Jack pointed out a few times she hit 75% of her three-point shots, and finished with 22 points, 15 Autumn Coonfield, 7 for Vashti Pollard, 3 each for Paige Mason and Allison Bauer, 2 points by Obanla, 2 points by Betsy Garay, and 2 points Sarah Pizzatola. On the other side, top scorer for the Lady Knights, Annika Akiwu with 21, 18 Paris Anderson, 17 Maddie Ray. Drops off to 8 by Cheyenne Trusclair, 5 by Smith, and 2 each by Wabara and Forsh. And that's the 72 points scored by the Lady Knights.
That was a great ball game. Both teams fought really well. You got to hand it to the Knights. They played well, and they capitalized well on all the turnovers that they generated. And I hope both teams can use this to build on into a great offseason and hopefully an even better season next season.
Final game of the year for both of these clubs. The Longhorns finish 3-27, 1-15 in 26A. On the other side, the Knights 13-20 overall and 5-11 in 26A play. That'll do it for us. My thanks to Jack Green. I'm Tom Tarando. We'll be back on the air next Tuesday night. 6:45 is our scheduled airtime, depending on what happens with the JV game and anything else right before our airtime. And if so, we'll update you on Twitter. Final score again, Elkins 72, George Ranch 59. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Live Longhorns Basketball on GRHS iRadio. Join us for live play-by-play of girls and boys basketball.